The October jobs report is out, and the news continues to be positive overall. The unemployment rate in October was at 3.7%. The economy added 250,000 jobs. That's a jump from the 134,000 non-farm jobs added in September. Joined now by Heidi Shierholz, Senior Economist and Director of Policy for the Economic Policy Institute, to help us understand what the story is behind all these numbers. Heidi, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So what do you take away from these numbers?
This is a very strong report. It is the continuation of a trend that started in the aftermath of the Great Recession. So if you think of, I'm not even going to name anyone, but if you think of the last president, the unemployment rate went from 10% to 4.8% under the prior president's watch. And since that time, it has continued to drop. It's now at 3.7%. That's great for workers, but it's just important, I think, as a sort of important context to this, is that that is the continuation of a trend that started a long time ago. So it's a really good thing that it has happened. But one thing that we would, as an economist, I would want to say is that no sitting president gets to take credit for simply not screwing up an existing positive trend.
What factors have led to this? I mean, if it's been going on for a while now, what has led to this?
It is the ongoing recovery that we're in. We're in that really nice virtuous cycle where when jobs are plentiful, when people can get jobs, then they have money to spend in the economy. That generates demand for goods and services. That generates more jobs. And you have more people with more income to spend in the economy, and that generates more jobs. So you're just in this nice cycle where you're in an expansion. That's what an expansion looks like. We've been in this expansion for years now, and it's really, really good for the American worker.
Heidi, is it surprising that after all these years of job recovery that this past month would have been so healthy? The fact that it's fluctuating a little up and down, but we're still seeing an upward trend. What does that signal about the overall health in your view?
I feel really good about the overall health. I think it means that we are still squeezing out some of the slack in the labor market. And this gets back to a sort of debate that you hear all the time amongst economists. Like, are we at full employment? Can we add more jobs? Or are we just going to now start seeing an economy overheating and just see inflation increases rather than people getting jobs? And what the last period has shown is that there's still capacity to draw on. We're still drawing people in from the sidelines who had dropped out of the labor market during the period when it wasn't as strong. We're still seeing this increase, this greater utilization of the capacity of the American workforce. And so that's really good. It's actually a good lesson to note it. You know, a year ago, people would have said, there's no way we're going to get down to 3.7% unemployment without, runaway inflation happening in the economy, overheating and bad things happening. And it turns out we're here. It's really good for workers to have a low unemployment rate, and we're not seeing accelerating inflation. So this is a good lesson to note that, this is the kind of economy that we as a country can, a kind of labor market that we can sustain.
Heidi, briefly before we have to let you go, what do we know about the kinds of jobs that are being added?
Yeah, that's a fine question. Right now, what we're seeing is jobs really being added across the board. And to back up a little, right in the aftermath of the Great Recession, so say from 2010 to about 2013, we were very much disproportionately adding low-wage jobs. The first jobs that come on after a terrible recession like that are often jobs that are not of that strong quality. Right now, and this started actually in 2013, we started to see a shift as the recovery strengthened. You start to see jobs being added across the board, and that's what we're seeing now. It's a really diverse addition of jobs, low-wage jobs, middle-wage jobs, high-wage jobs across all sectors of the economy. It's really a broad-based it's a broad-based set of jobs that are being added now.
All right. That's Heidi Shierholz, Senior Economist and Director of Policy for the Economic Policy Institute. Heidi, thanks a lot.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.